Okay, we're business. Frek the Heligaran Valesa. Lomi boy, ben apa kvara. Halafila beknon of a tamchoy liyal tanami asiri. Even the in-between thing called knon of a tamchoy, it's also. How do you know? Throughout Masech the Shabbos, they couldn't find the proof. Where do you find the proof from? Masech the Beta, that you'd base him at base. It was on the Maramakomas. Still have the old Maramakomas from last time. It's over here. Tomorrow Beta, you'd base him at base. Anyone saw it? Look it up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to. We're not on screen, we'll get the old fashioned Gemara Beta. I want to make sure we look it up properly. We're going to read it from the Ran, and we'll see if things are exactly the same as he says they are. Okay, take a look. And both said, let's read together. What does it say, Gemara Beitza? Hamol el melilos me'erev Shabbos. Right, Yudbezim and Bezim and Sefta Beitza. Hamol el melilos me'erev Shabbos. Okay. What does it mean? Before Shabbos, he rolls the grains, right? L'mochar min ha'peach al yad v'ochel. Avalo b'knon, v'lo b'tamchon. Is that what it said in the Gemara? Anyone look it up? I want to trap you. Yeah, Gemara Beitza? So what does it say there? Did I read it right? I'm reading the Ran. Hamol emelilas mi'erev Shabbos. It's 5 lines up from the bottom. 6. L'mochem en ha'peach al yad v'yochel. Avalo b'knon, v'lo b'tamchon. Is that what it says there? No. That's on Yontif. You're reading one line too late. Oh. You notice the difference? He says over here, Al Yad, Al Yad. That's his Girsa in Beit Yavedu. What's our Girsa? Which Rashi always says our Girsa? Miyad Liyad. Whoa. Whole different story. Rashi explains Miyaviyah Shloka Derechol. That's a whole different story. I think that's the key to answering according to Rashi. Let's just finish for the moment. Vahi vada li'altari. Dilebo bayom. Harmin and Hossam Yudgim and Beitz. Linyan Meiser. Hamolam lila shalchitim and apech al yad al yad vi ochel. Vim nofak venosam and sochegel chayev. Om rabbalozim chenin Shabbos. So what do you mean? Bo bayom. You got to be chayev. You're going to be chayev. Elavada. Hold, I mean, Tanya is a brayso acher. This is the famous question whether the Tanya is the original brayso, which Rashi said, or is a different brayso, which others say. And it's the kasha against Rashi's pshat is, from Rashi's pshat, and other Rishonim agree, it emerges what I call an anti-Rach stance. The Rach holds, the only time you can even talk about Boris, you have all three things going for you. You're missing one. Oh, Chiyav Chattas. But as we said at the very beginning of the Sugya, there are those who disagree with that. And they have a more lenient perspective. That's what emerges from the text which Rashi's Pshat. V'latanya, that's the Kasha. Okay, it's with the Ran's Kasha against Rashi. The answer we gave before is that Rashi is a different Girsa. Miyad, Liyad. Not Al-Yad, Al-Yad. So Rashi explains, what does miyad miyad mean? I move it like this. That's called borer. It's a garnished. Shaloka derechol. The fact that some of the junk gets left behind, big deal. That is mutter even liyachas man. That's the answer. It's all a question of girsa. You have to be medayik. His girsa, the Ran's, was al yad, but Rashi's girsa was miyad liyad. You know what I mean? To go like this. Rashi says, "V'loch shaloka derechol." Nothing. We can view that, Rabbi Osai, we can view that, as mentioned this at the end of the Shiur on Thursday, some actions are ambiguous and some are unambiguous. If it's ambiguous, we have a right to label it as merely passing it from one hand to the other. As it's supposed to, we spoke about on Thursday, blowing it, you're obviously trying to separate the wheat from the chaff. It's unambiguous, then you're in trouble. But Mava Miyad Liyad, we can be more lenient. Okay, on both sides. This is what it seems to me. Now, once we have the Sugan Beitza opened in front of us, these others of us who have it, what did it say? This is a Gemara which the Bialacha quoted, we know it from before. It says that Rav's wife made for him Sorim Kasi, cupfuls. Frek Toisvis, that's false. The Tema, Heichi Mekafel, Rav Devisu Kasi, Homeliel, the Molam Lidus, Be'er of Shabbos, Mashmur the Shabbos also. So now he is Kasha, steering two Gemaras. Mayu and Mayu not. That's Toisvis Kasha. What a Toisvis answer. V'yeshloma, Hosa Mari Litlosh Menashi Bolin, Shumafarik, told the Dosh, Av Malacha. Hocha Mari, Shvisha Kvar Nitla Shemir of Shabbos Menashi Bolin, Aval Od Heim Bikli Pasa Nachitzon Elekach Shari. So Toisvis is saying, Rabbi Osai, distinction, what are you removing? You're removing the outer peel, the husk, whatever the, I don't know what words to use properly. The outer peel is an Isur Gomor, and the inner peel is permissible. That's not to say what's exactly the difference, Rabbi Osai. And I have another kasha. Open the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in Masechta Shabbos, where we see that even the inner peel is a very serious problem. What's that? Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the very top. The Gemara says, the last top line, V'lich shev nami kosesh. What does kosesh mean? Rashi, kosesh chitim b'machteshes l'hosir kli posam, t'avoy b'mikdash b'samamonim, alamish b'dedamir d'dosh, lo choshev lo nami b'frikim al-bashu. So that's exactly what kosesh is. So what's Tosa saying? That it's mutter to take away the inner peel, the inner husk, we want to call it. It's against the mefurashi Gemara, or is it that it's considered to be kosesh? It's an av malacha. That's the kasha. So the egle tal gives a teretz. The Tosis is very careful what they said. They said as follows. Tosis lashon is Tosis says that there's a klipa, right? That it, Yisorin b'kliposan achitzona. What does that mean? You take away the kliposan achitzona, you leave the kliposan apnimis, and you leave part, if you leave a part inside, you haven't done anything against the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham said it's permissible to peel the chite. He says, no! To isn't the rice of kosesh. According to the Gletal, the Mogan Avraham chas shows machshel klal Yisrael, and isn't the rice of mamish. A little scary. Scary. He said the rice. I don't know if the Egel Tal to show it to you, but if you somebody can get me the Egel Tal, I'll show it to you inside. He accused the Magen Avraham of accusing us of Klai Yisrael doing an Issa the rice. So what is his distinction? It's like this. Kshumim, for example, we know from last week and the week before, you can do Kolev Shumim Lialta. Rabbi Wendus Timashim Chafalf. Because it's normally done for immediate use. It has to be for immediate use, and normally for immediate use. When it comes to grain, you normally do it for long term. Even though you particularly do it for immediate use, it doesn't help at all. It's an Issa Gum. So the question becomes, or both sides, what will the Mogan Avraham do with this? So let's turn, open your Mishnah Berurah, please. Let's look inside. End of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. And the Shin Chaf Aleph, the Bialacha speaks about this very question. Give a look. Lial Tashari, because the Mogan Avraham, Shin Yutes Ches, Ayin Shom, Ki Vega, Hikshel, if he's there, Alma, the Pirish Rashi, the Fayin Dalar, the Ramas, the Lichon Amikosesh, Nisra Bekusha, Shmid Nisra Gomer, Nisra Gomer, Nisra Gomer, the Gemara Ayri Mekolech Biyad. For Hossam, the Kosh Ramach Teshes. To be Kli, Keshivin Kemodosh. At Elo Patrina, the Kolech Kim, Mishun Dabina, Menachas Mach Shabbos, and Shabbos, and Mishkan. As the Gemara says, basically, Gemara Beitz. The Rach quotes over here, and I'm a $9 in the Beitz. Okay. Lo Melechas Kosh, Kosh Ramach Mishkan, which Rashi explains. Below Amin, Shiyotza, Zemi Piagona, Kivege, Rach Me'ezah Talmud Toa. Come on. Egle Tal says this teretz is no good. Why? It's not an av, it'll at least be a toldah. Just because one is in the hand and one is in the kli, shouldn't make it mutter. And shibolim and klipa. So Ramban, Rav Osai says, avei b'chiddush. I'm sorry, I can't show you all this. The Ramban says, avei anaf ayin dalit, at the Easter of Kosish is not dosh, as Rashi said, but rather borer. Kosish is borer and not dosh. Ramban doesn't really fully explain why. Why? Rashi, the Rach explained famously that dosh is when it's connected and borer when it's just mixed in. If that Rach is correct, then Rashi is certainly right. It's considered to be dosh in our case because it's connected organically. It would not be borer. So what's the Ramban's criterion? They wanted to say a chiddush based upon the Shvisas HaShabbos. The Shvisas HaShabbos, you know what the real difference is? Dosh is indispensable, but borer is not. No way you can make rain, you can make it into flour, and make it into bread, if you don't thresh first. It's an impossibility. But if you don't do borer, you know, you can manage. There'll be an occasional pebble mixed in with the grain, so you'll grind it all up. The pebble will split into teeny, weeny, mini, mini pebbles. And if the guy is eating his challah, and all of a sudden, say, what's this? Okay, he'll survive. He'll survive. He's not going to die from it. Because that's what's possible to manage without being doing the melacha of borer. That's the case, Rav Osai. It's like this. You can't make grain if you can't make bread, flour, wheat. You can't do that if all the chaff is still surrounding the wheat. Impossible. You'll never be able to grind it to make it into flour. But what will happen if you got rid of the outer chaff? You're left only with that little husk. That's possible. As a matter of fact, you have to be careful, there's so many different layers of the peels. That might be what we call in our language whole wheat bread. What do you mean whole wheat? Take the entire wheat, including that innermost peel. That's how I understand it. I'm not a farmer, I'm not a nutritionist, or a doctor. But it seems to me that's very possible. You know, in those days they didn't like it. Whole wheat is considered disgusting. Today it's back in vogue because it's healthy. But when I was growing up, not that long ago, whole wheat, that's for people were sick. Now it became, don't get sick, have your whole wheat. Still that way? People still don't like whole wheat? I think today it became so popular already because it became, thank you, my whole wheat challah everywhere. But it never existed. It was just an oddity for the health nuts. Now I guess things have gotten so bad, we all have to become health conscious, let's use that term. So in any event, that's my pshat. If that thing on the outside is, you know, wasn't the ideal kind of white flour, they wanted the sauce nakia. They couldn't get that. You do make it with whole wheat. We do it all the time. I'm used to whole wheat challah. That's healthier. It's something which we look for. Bekitzer Abosai, that's why the Ramban says that kosish is borer and not dosh, because you can live without it. If that's the case, we can say pshat and tosis and beitzer exactly the same way. What happens when you get rid of the shibolim? It's dosh because you can't do without it. If you already removed from Erev Shabbos, and what are you taking the klipa of Shabbos? It's not dosh because you can live without it. Ah, but if you use kosesh, it's also mishum borer. But what did we say a while ago? Borer means the whole mixture. So if you take a whole slew of grain and go, all mixing together, that's going to be borer. You take one at a time, goes over. The Eglei Tal himself said that. Remember all the posts can quote the Eglei Tal as being mach when it comes to the peelers. But they forgot the Eglei Tal. I think the Megillah Sefer showed you points that in print. I thought I was the only one who said it in print. He printed it, I'm not sure who printed it first. But if you quote an Eglei Tal already, go to the next paragraph. One at a time is no problem. It's not considered to be a tarovis. So that's the pshat over here as well. Good. That's what I think pshat is over here. Fine. Now, there's another pshat in Tosis, which I want to read to you from the Aruch HaShabbos. And again, not everyone has an Aruch HaShabbos. I thought I'd get it on, show it to you inside, but it's unavailable. Let's read it to you from the original. It's in Perek Dalet, but we'll look up later on. Perek Dalet. He'ara Dalet. Easy to remember? Dalet. Okay. He says as follows. It's based on the Egel Tah. The Kol Pri, it's page Kuf Peches, and Tess. The Kol Pri Asher Aderech Ula Asira Mechiburo B'samach L'Achila Ol D'Shimush and Piruga B'Kal D'Isha. Pish, what you do at the table, we don't call that D'Isha. It's part of the eating process. Lo Nemer D'Isha Lerech Sha Aderech Yidah Parokha Shalom B'samach L'Achila Doz Yesh T'Pirik Azech HaShivas Malacha. And then it's also even if you can eat it immediately. I'm a preacher, we get in the park of me base, Gidula of Besamach Lachila, and the Pirik Zech Hashivas Malacha Klal. Why? The love the Shavart. Disha is Gmar Melechas HaPri. We're both saying the Gemara Mesechta Beta, which is quoted by the Rishonim over here, talking about Meiser. Now, we're not experts in Zeroyim. I don't know if you ever learned Meiser. It's Meiser. Mishnah. Good, so you should know this. There's a concept called Gemar Malacha. If Nigmar Malacha is Chayv and Meiser. So the same phrase, Gemar Malacha, which applies to Meiser, applies to Shabbos. So if it's, that's the Zvart. So if you are finishing the Malacha, the production, which is done in the field as a rule, that's Gemar Malacha for Meiser, which you do before we bring it into the house, typically. That's when the Chayv and Meiser Daraisa, right? Min Abayis, Rias Pnei Abayis. And that same thing, if you did it on Shabbos, would be Chayim Hashem Dosh. Achem HaPri Nimtza B'matzav Kazeh. Asher Regilim La'avio Kach Labayis. U'lasir Mechibur Rak B'shas Achila O HaShimush. It's called a Pri Shenigmer Malachto from before. Ve'ein Bo Disha. Oh. So therefore, to remove the Tamarim from the Machbedos on Thursday Shir. To remove the dates from their branches. It's the problem. You know why? Because the regila sealet shishazu nasa basada vicheli migmar malacha shal apri. It's awesome if you happen to do it in the house. When it comes to grapes, it's okay. Why? The normal thing is to bring the grapes to the table and then pull them off the cluster to eat them. You often put a whole cluster on the table. That's Pentecost stuff. You'd give them the base of the Sechta Beitza. Before they remove the Shibalim, lo nigmar malachta. There was the Chiv Dash. Once you remove it from the Shibalim, it's been nigmar malachta. And it's okay. So, Bekiveger asked the Kash, which we saw in the Beer Halacha. What do we say? No, it's very simple. So, Rimay Regil, Lefam, Lekov, Lachlam, Litcha, Vafia. What did Rav do? It's Rav's wife. She peeled it for him to give it to him to eat. He didn't make it into grain. Therefore, the achila ba'ofenzeh chashivi kedava shenigmar malachto av shadal husvimena klipa. And therefore, there's no problem with the barley to make cupfuls for Rab who's going to eat them. It's nothing wrong. That's not considered nisiv dash. But garine chita ba'osai, but wheat is different than barley. Lo hoyu regilim klal ochla b'liyafio clear. They first processed it afterwards. And therefore, it's learning with malachto. And if you do ksisha, k'mar malacha, it's malachas disha rabosai. That's a fantastic chiddush over here in the Sefer Aruch Shabbos Kuf Pei Ches and Tes, which I wanted to share with you, rabosai. I think it's a very, very nice trap. It solves a lot of problems. I'm not saying everyone agrees with it, but it certainly solves many problems. This mahalach. Fine. It seems to me. It seems to me that what he says over here, that the chita, the gemara malacha, is at a particular stage, is a bit of a problem. But I'm not going to go into the details. If you're looking into Hilchos Maisos, we'll sort of leave it. In any event, Rabbi Osai, this is an important discussion I wanted to have with you before we say goodbye to the sugya. And our last point, very last point, is a diyak halashon in Rashi. But it's all based on the Minchas Chinuch. Again, I'd love to show you Minchas Chinuch. I can't do it. When you have a chance to look it up, the Minchas Chinuch, Meleches Dosh, Os Beis. New editions. Os Beis. Someone asked me a kashan shiri on Thursday. I told him about the Bach asked the kashan. Was it someone in the room? I showed him the Bach? No? What was it? Oh, so you tell him that I didn't forget about the Bach. You'll tell him. Rabbi said, turn to the Ran that we spoke about on Thursday. see what the there's a big kasha that the Bach asked against the Ramesh, our friend Dov asked on Thursday, and I said we'd get to it today. I both say, what page is it on? Let's see. Here we go. Page. Paytes, or I think Lamed Beis, I think in the old print. I'm not sure if it's Lamed Beis or Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. Let's give a look. Let's read the Ran together, Rabbi Osai. Let's read the Ran together. You know what? I have a better idea. Let's chazer the Gemara first. Keep one hand here on the Ran. Let's go to the Gemara first, and then we'll come right back to the Ran in a second. Okay? Just the Gemara itself. It's three lines of Gemara. Ayin Gil Lamed Beis. The Gemara as follows. Omer Av Papa. No, Mish, it's less than four lines. Haimad the Shoda Piso the Dikla Vasa Tamri Chaim Stein. Achas Mishim Tolish Vachas Mishim Mefar. Ravashi Yom, no. Ein Derech Klisha Bekach V'yein Derech Priga Bekach. The Gemara is clear. We've been here a few times before. Rashi. The Shoda Piso the Dikla Zorak Pisas Regovim the Dikla Vasa Tamri Hashheshir Tomorim Tolish Tolish the Kotze Mefarik. Abosai, Mefarik, told her the dash, she Mefarik, Tvua Mishibolel, she Porag Menachamor, discharge Bolas. Okay? Afze, Mefarik had Tmorim, Min Amachbedos. What do you mean, Mefarik had Tmorim, Min Amachbedos? Tos said it better, no? What did Rashi say? She Mefarik, or Elon, Mimaso, Menaperos, She Olov. What does that mean? You discharge the tree from its burden. What does that mean? You get rid of the burden, you get rid of the fruits which are a burden on the tree. So Rashi means, you discharge the dates off the branches, which means that now the branches of the tree have been discharged, have been somehow, there was a prika process. And there are plisha prika makach, ideas rika, you throw mud balls, that's normal. Nah. And the obiyat, either use your hand, obikli, or use some kind of a special instrument. Vitolesh kalachayadu potter. So it's kalachayad. That's what it says. So Tos didn't like Rashi's pshat. And Ezer Rabbeinu Shmuel is a klip al yona, which we don't normally see as what it exists. We like the pshat. We were fascinated. Pshat on Wednesday or Thursday. I love the pshat. I think it's Thursday. The pshat of the Sefer, I think Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos, is that what we quoted? Who said that the dates are covering the tree. That's the answer to Kash and Rashi. Rashi's in the Tzadi Heim and Aleph. You need it to be covered. There's no covering. No, it is covering. It's covering the tree. His pshat, whatever I'm going to tell you today in Shir, his pshat is better. I told you already. I didn't realize that pshat. I think he's right. What I'm telling you may not be as right as what he says. I want to tell you anyway, a few other horrors in the sugi. Okay, Rabosai? That pshat we thought was a very beautiful pshat on Thursday. Let's go back to the Ran. But remember, keep one hand in the Gemara, and we'll go back to one hand in the Ran. Upirish Rashizal, Avzeh Mefarek Tomorrow Min HaDekel. Never said the word Dekel. That's how Tosis quoted the name of Rashi. Shemefarik, Ilam and Masov and Aperus Sholov, and the Ilan is the Dekel. Fine. Rashi concludes the word Machbeilus. Fine. Velon Hira, Tihachi, Mayiri, Tamarim, which is made from what? We're talking about dates. Boats there, go there, Mosik, Vorenami, Luchai of Tarti. One of them is taking off olives, taking off figs, taking off grapes. Why? Look what he says. Fishain be Elon, Kain Eshko. In other words, the dates grow in clusters. Eshko nitlashmina Elon. Chayev Mishum Tolash, when you just detach the cluster from the tree. Uchshe Nechbat, that was the keyword on Thursday. Bang, it's pressure. Bekarka. Vinifrokim at Tomorrow Mina Eshko. And then it's unique, each and every date is severed from the main part of the cluster, Chayim Eshem Mefarek. That's unique to dates. Frek the Heilige Bach. It's Yud Ches in a new print. I'm not sure what led in the old print. Adayin Esh Ledaktek, to Ma'iri, a Tamri, Beshko Shal Anavim Naim Elochayim Tarti, Rabosai. We know that grapes come in clusters. Not only dates. Ulai Daitok Machkos Vatoysis, Shere Ben Shmuel. Come on, that's what he meant. Doesn't sound that way at all. So we're in trouble. This is the kasha which the Bach asks against the Ram. A good kasha, tremendous kasha, tremendous kasha. As a matter of fact, the poskim ask a kasha: how do you take grapes off a cluster on Shabbos? The Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha: how do you know it's mutter? Look at the Ramah Shin Lamed Vav Sivches. This is all from Minchas Chinuch Dosh Beis. Give a look. Ramah Siv Shin Lamed Vav Sivches. What Ramah say Shin Lamed Vav Sivches? Yichur Shal Ilan She Niv Shach Me'er of Shabbos Minyan Lanabo Peres. What do I mean? You have some offshoot shoot of a tree which was semi-severed. What does that mean? The Be'alach does what it means. Shedivshach. Hayinu she'eino yochel lichyos ora onof. In other words, not enough nutrition coming from the trunk to the branch. Afagav shadayim mechubu b'klipos. It's still connected. Okay? So you have to be careful with this. So if it happened, mut olitlosh aperes me'ar b'shal. It's already been, from the nutritional perspective, it's already been severed. Okay, where does this come from? Come on, Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Zayim Beis. The question is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why aren't you Chayim Mishim Tole Shem Kotzer? All right, you're telling me it's detached. Let it be Chayim Mishim Mefrag Mishim Dosh. We had our sugya Mefrag and Dosh. What do you see from here? You see from here that in fact it is in fact permissible. Of course, the question becomes, according to Rashi, why is it us? Says a no. The Ramah is like Tosfos. The only time it's us or as if it's covered. That's the Ramah, not Tosfos. And here it's not covered by anything. But he has the kasha. Why did the Ramah bring Shitas Rashi? Now there's another kasha of Nechas Chinuch against the Ram. Why aren't you chayev? Listen carefully. Why aren't you chayev when you pull the tamara min ha'eshkol when it's still mechuber? The Ram seems to say no. You're only chayev if it's already what we call talish. Let's take a look. Uchshenechbat k'sheshkol nishmena yilan chayev mishum talish and talish only. Uchshenechbat bekarka v'nefrogam atmor min ha'eshkol chayev mishum mefaret. Frek the heligam in chas chinuch. Why aren't you chayev when you pull it off the eshkol when it's mechuber? Why are you only chayev after it's already talish? So if you look at the Sudoran, he adds as follows. There's no Disha by Mechuber, only by Tosh. Only. Why? Because it's not the normal way. You don't thresh things which are attached to the ground. So he has a kash against Rashi, the Sudoran. Why is it that Yechayim and Mefarik at Tumam and Elon? Why? If the Sudoran is right, so the Minchas Chinuch's kasha is answered. Mechubar is more kal than talush. Why is mechubar more kal than talush? It's not the normal way to do dosh when it's still attached to the ground. Oh. If that's the case, we can deflect the Minchas Chinuch's raya. His raya comes from the Ramah. See in the Ramah it's mutter, Ramah say, we can say no. Ramah's case it's mutter, because in point of fact, it's still mechubar. True, it's not getting enough nutrients. But at point of fact, it's still mechuber, it's nifshak, it's still attached a little bit, and it's not a normal way of Yisur Dash. Okay? That's why it's permissible. Once it's tolish, then maybe we should be machmir. But the bottom line is, our minig is no. Our minig is to be makel, as the Bialacha says. The question, of course, becomes why. Oh. So we had a steer in Rashi, Rabosai. If you don't hold the chokhmah, the brilliance of the Sefer Hilcha Shabbos, B'Shabbos, we mentioned on Thursday, is a steer in Rashi. Because Rashi and Ayin Dalet and on Tzadi Heis, you have to be covered. And Pashup Shan and Rashi on Ayin Gimel does not have to be covered. So what was the answer on Thursday again? No, it has to be covered. It's the fruits covering the tree. That was the brilliant answer that was given. But the Shvisa Shabbos didn't know about the brilliant answer. So he got stuck with a steer in Rashi. And what did he answer? Rabbi say a brisket teretz? Svei dinin. You don't talk brisket Lashanis all the time. He said, Mamish, it's Svei dinin. You can be over on Dosh if it is mechuber, even though it's not covered. Or you can be over on Dosh if it's covered, even though it's not mechuber. Either one is enough to make you chayim. So how can I explain that? See, I think the pshat is as follows in the Shvisa Shabbos. The av malacha of dash has both. It's mechuser and mechuber. We know that. It's the classic case of thresh and grain. But now we're suggesting that if it has either element of it, either mechuber or mechusa, it would still be an iser of dash. Still be an iser because it's dome to the av. Okay, that's what I wanted to suggest. But now the Gera Rebbe comes into the picture. The Sfas Emes. What does it mean? Ein derech prikol lekach. Let's go back to Tosfos. Okay, let's go back to Tosfos. Please, back to Tosfos. I want to keep one hand in the round also, but keep going back and forth. Back on Tosfos. I am Gimel Amud Beis. What did Tosfos say? Rabbeinu Shmuel is Klipa al Yonah. They hit the Tamar, Mefarkas HaKlipa Menat Tamar. It's Dosh. Now what does the Tamar mean? Ein Derech Prika Bekach. What do the words mean? I give you the quotation of Bosai from the Sfas Emes, right here on the staff. Afilu B'yadav HaKli Kshetol Shemen HaKlipa Be'ilan Shem De Derech Hu Litlosh V'Chakach Lefarik Menat Psolis V'lo Litlosh Miyad Menat Klipa Sha'olav. What's he saying? Ein derech prika. Rashi learns from ein derech prika what? Kila chayad. He says, no. Ein derech prika means, not a, back to day one already. Kila chayad is a general tour. We're talking about a local din. The local din is, you're not chayam and dosh unless you first severed it from the place where it grew. And subsequently, then you separate it, thresh it as the case may be. If you're doing it while it's connected to the tree, forget about it. Forget about it. Oh. In other words, what the Sudoran said, Rabosai, is the Sfas Emes is pshat in the Gemara. Ein derech prika bekach. Why? Because you're doing it while it's still attached to the tree. That's not when you do Disha. You're supposed to first remove from the tree, and then and only then do Disha. What about Tolesh and Bosai? Okay. So Tolesh, there means it literally. Kalachayat. So it's a very strange Gemara. Ein derech klisha bekach means kalachayat. Ein derech prika bekach means, not just it's nothing. That's not a normal way of doing dash because it had never been severed from the ground previously. Fast, then, Ipshat. If that's the case, Rabosai, if that's the case like this, the same way as the Heligas Fast Emet understood. And there are prika bekach, because it's attached to the ground. May I be so bold as to suggest that and there are prika bekach, you know why? Because it's not covered. That's exactly the Gemara's Terence. It's not covered. Rashi Tzadi Hayes has to be covered. And the kid's not covered, so the Hilchos Shabbos has his beautiful Terence, Hilchos Shabbos, but Shabbos is covering the tree. But I wasn't so smart. I'm assuming not that way. Shabbos also wasn't so smart. They didn't cop that Terence. So we're going to say, he had his teretz. My suggestion is, no, that's exactly the Gemara's teretz. Ein derech prika bekach, because it's not covered. I can't be so crazy to say pshat that way. No, I'm holding on to the kapata of the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe said pshat, ein derech prika bekach doesn't mean kalachiyad. It means it hasn't been detached from the ground. So on Yakotan, I'll say, doesn't mean kalachiyad. It means it's not surrounded, not covered. Now they said that's not considered to be dash. That's my suggestion. That being the case, Rav Osai, all the Mefarshim understood, Mefarak means Min HaMachbeles V'Eshkol, against Tosfos. They may agree, Rav Osai, the Halacha L'Maisa, to the sheet of the Rishonim who say, it has to be covered. Aye, they're all on the Pshat and the Gemara, it's not covered. That's exactly in the Havamina. It's to be paskin and derech prika bekach precisely because it is not covered. Answer the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, right? Why didn't they bring Rashi? Why did Rambam quote Rashi? Rashi is not halacha. Rashi only going according to the opinion of Rav Papa, not according to the opinion of Rav Ashi. But I want to take it one step further.
one step further. Look at the lashon. Rabbi Yosef, be medayek in every word of Rashi. Read the Rashi together with me. Together, one more time. Ein derech, every word. Ein derech kli shel prika bekach. All right, there are not that many words here. Al yedei zrika, ela, o biyad, o bekli, v'tolesh kilachar yad hu upotu. Total 13 words. What's the most interesting part about this Rashi? One very interesting thing in this Rashi. What is it? Come on, not that many words. Anybody? He left out the word porek at the end. He should have said, v'tolesh u'mefarek kalach yadu upotu. Left it out. Left it out. Why leave it out? Now, it's interesting. The Ran, keep one hand over here. The Ran, as you mentioned before, when he said, Pirish Rashi, watch this. What did Rashi say? Avze mefarek tamarim min hadekel. So the Ran asked the Kasha, if you're over two malachas, and as soon as it's severed from the tree, it applies to all fruit. Where did Rashi say that? The Minchas Chinuch there in Dosh Oz Bezes, all the Rashi, the Ran, the Sudaran, the Olam Shad Rashi, though, where did they get it from? Rashi never said it beferish. Rashi never said it. The answer is, Rebosai, the answer is, since you're over both Malachas at one time, Tolesh and Mefarek, no need to mention both. That's how they, Rishonim perhaps knew. The Rashi over both at the same time because he left out the word Mefarek when he says what's considered to be Kalach Hayad. Wow. This being the case, Rebosai, it's Mefarek Kalach Hayad. But I wanted to say no on Nupshad and Rashi against Abshad. Rebosai, it's only Tolesh Kalach Hayad. It's not a Mefarek Kalach Hayad. It's not a Mefarek at all. As the Sfasema said, and there are Klisha Bekach means Kalach Hayad. And the prika bekach means something else. According to the Sfasemas, hasn't been severed from the tree. According to me, it's not covered. Pshh. Amazing shot. That's what I think. Chiddush nifla. Perhaps it's correct. I'm not sure if it's true. Perhaps it's correct. So this would explain Shitas Rashi in a fascinating way. Again, I'm not saying for sure it's right, but maybe it's right. I just want to end. I just feel bad I can't share the text inside. We said before that we mentioned this concept of what you normally, is there a heter of the altar by dosh? It's going to come up next. We're starting with sugya of schita in a few minutes. And one of the poskim said, we'll see in the bialacha, there's no heter of the altar by dosh, v'raya schita. And the Tal says, no. It depends if it's a long-term item or a short-term item. If it's normally not on the altar, there's no head of the altar. But if it's normally on the altar, it's mutter. We've mentioned this a long time ago by cracking the nut. Remember that? The Eglei Tal about cracking the nut with the nutcracker before Shemishnah and Kol HaKelim. How do you do that? So the Eglei Tal says it's normally done for immediate use. You'll do it for immediate use. There is a head of the altar when it comes to dosh. Oh, that's the pshat. Fine. If it's not normally done for immediate use, then it's awesome. Take a look on the Ramah. Here we're now with Simon. Shin Yotes Sivov, Melilis, give a look. I'm supposed to give a look. Shin Yotes Sivov in Ramah. Shin Yotes Sivov. What does it say? It says that there seems to be no heter whatsoever. For example, over here. Also, the farik or agozim, losim or agozim, gdolim etok klipasana hayeruka. Why? 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 Why is it different than shin chaf aleph, where it's mutter lialter? The answer is shin chaf aleph, it's normally done lialter. Normally on the altar. Here it's not. That's the answer. Rabbi said, depends if it's normally done lialter or not normally done lialter. The question was, what does normal mean? I'm going to read you three lashonas from the Eglei Tal, and I don't know how to resolve them. I'll read you verbatim. One place it seems it depends upon the majority. Quote, Hosam Iker Derek Klibas Hashum of Vitzolim Lialta Litzar Hachilim. That means in order for it to be mutter, the majority, if I answered Iker, means the majority should be done for Lialta. That's in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. In Sivkot and Dalit, I mean, again, the Lashon of the Egle Tal. Listen carefully. Haheter Lechol Lialta, Hurakishet Tomid Darkol Asoso Kain. Rak Lechol Lialta. What do you mean, Tomid? What does Tomid mean? Tomid means, if you ask me, always, no meshugana. It means that the miyut that does the lialta that we call in our language, what? Miyut she? Eino matzoi. Miyut she no matzoi. On the other hand, it's if cotton gimel, those bays, he says, shem she tadarko likolfo b'shas achila. Sounds like it's enough to have, we'll see what's called a miyut ha-matzoi. A triple stira in the lashonus of the Egle Tal, you need a complete preponderant majority, more than 90%, or any majority, or Daka Mekach, which I interpret to mean a Miyat Shein HaMatzui, a Miyat HaMatzui even. So I'm just letting you know that I have problems with that question, and it's relevant directly to the segue into the sugya of okay, we have both sides. First day of the Shia was on finishing up. Now we start part two of the Shia, which is about the new topic of Schita. I know there are quite a few people who are missing today, and we'll call it Shabbos Sheni Shel Golius. But at the same time, we have to make progress. We'll just try, since there's so many people not here, try to just go through the Gemara itself without too many comments, so they won't miss too much. Whoever's not here, just give them a heads up, they should go through the Gemara. We're going to try to follow the list of the Ma'am Makomas as we have it over here. I was trying to make it life a little bit easier for you by going in and out of the Sugya to leave out the parts that are not as relevant. Everything's relevant, but just less relevant. So I try to take them out. For example, in the Mishnah itself, the three parts of the Mishnah, let's just see the middle part of the Mishnah. Kufam Gimel Beis. Ein Sochtin, ever looking inside? Ein Sochtin Es HaPeris Lohotzi Mehem Mashkin. Rashi. Ein Sochtin Es HaPeris Tehavile Mefarek Toda Dedisha. Mama, you went from Mefarek to Mefarek, right? Exactly, which is a perfect segue. But not only that, Vim Yotze Me'atzman Asurin, Rashi, Gzeira Shem Yisod HaChatchila, Rabbi Yudomer, Imli Ochlin, Rashi, Imli Ochlin, Hem Echunosim Osim Peres, Hayotze Mehen is Mutter, Vim the Mashke Yotze Mehen Osa, Rashi, Lo Nichale B'mashe Zavu, V'lekel Emigze Mehen Shem Yisro, Vim the Mashke Mechunosim Asurim, Te Nichale B'mayde Nafke Minayo, V'nizkai Memach Shafto, Yigal Emigze Shem Yisro, It says in Beitza, famous Gemara, we learned at the beginning of Beitza, Mashkin Shazavu Shem Yisrael. Very world famous, but Beitza should know that. That Beitza, that Gimel, those are the first thing of Beitza. Remember this, the Mashkin Shazavu. Ad Kan Rabbi Osai, the middle part of the Mishnah, which concerns us. Now the Gemara is over here, and commenting on this part of the Mishnah, Ein Sochin Es HaPeris. Omer Vira Mashmu, Mo Da Hoyer Abyudu Lechachamim, Bezeisin Vanovim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that even if what, Rabbi Osai, even if what, that's what's always this Mashkim Shazav are always going to be us. Rashi, Mod Rabbi Yehuda, Afagav the Yichnis on the Ochlin doesn't matter. Hayotzim Em Osur the Kev and the Ruba the Schita Kaimi Ki Osur the Day Mashke Yoav Datan the Mevi Nicha Lebahachi. Since it's what do you say? The majority of the olives and the grapes are not eaten. They made into the famous liquids that are found in the Holy Torah, namely oil and wine. Those are the recognized drinks, Rabbi Osai. Oil and wine. Huh? Correct? Yeah. Recognized halakhic drinks. What's the Winter Olympic drink now? Coke? So the Torah drink, basically Mikdash, the advertiser, the Torah drink, either the wine or oil. I don't drink the oil directly, but all right, you'll put it into your salads. Okay? Those are officially recognized drinks. Are you familiar with that? There's some drinks that are recognized. Orange juice is not one of them. Even though it's maybe popular today. We'll get to that later on. Fine. Ulamar Omarav Cholok Rabbi Yehuda Pesesim Vanovim Rashi Pesesim Vanovim Hovu Bnei Hani Lochlin Niklasu. They're fighting there as well. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Halochok Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Peris that we're making. V'zeisim ba'anavim. In other words, they're fighting there too. But we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. We split the psak. Okay, that's what it says. Let's go a little bit further. Omer Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmua, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, Lichachamim. B'zeisim ba'anavim. That's how it started, right? That's just a quotation of what we said before. But that's a new piece. Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, B'shar Peres. Wait a minute. It's Mashiach side. No machloikis. Mar b'shalom olam. So what are they fighting about? Only Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Elabai Pligi. What are they fighting about? The Chisishka, go find yourself what they're fighting about. Om Rab Nachama Yitzchak, Mistabra, Betutim v'rimonim Pligi. Zog, Rashi, Mistabra, Betutim v'rimonim Pligi. Ika the bowl of the mashkins, not like grapes and olives that everyone uses it. Most people use it for. Most grapes and olives are being used. Ruben Neschita, no. Nor is it like some unusual. I don't know. Let's say watermelon. Watermelon. No one makes. Have you had watermelon juice? Have you heard of it? You did? Oh, yeah. They said that everything's made into juice, but the example was given in a few. Generation or two ago, was one that should never make it to juice. It's watermelon juice. Okay? But what's tutti verimonim? We'll call it apple juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice. What else do people use these days? Those are the big three? Apple, orange, and grapefruit? What else? That's it. Okay, so those are the three. Because many people use it for mashkin. They're assuming that most apples are eaten. I think that's still true. Not made into juice. But it's a miyata matzi. That's why I keep saying ika the boy. We use it for make apple juice. Hilchah mashul the rabbanon because eisem adam. Mid the rabbanon, the Chazal said we're going to equate it with olives and grapes. Olives and grapes. The majority are used for juice. Here the minority. But all right, Chazal mid the rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda polegalayu and says no. Since it's only apples are mostly used not for juice. Then, if it's meant for eating, and the juice comes out, it's mutter. Avol shar peris, we call it watermelon. Leka de boil of the mashkin, nobody. Hilchah mo de rabbanon behem. Rabbanon agree. That what? What do rabbanon agree to? That you're allowed to squeeze it? Or that if the juice comes out, it's mutter. How'd you learn? You're allowed to squeeze it? Or the juice comes out, it's mutter. Doesn't say beferish. Let's take a look at the more a little bit further. Tanya, Zaysim Shemoshach Mehen Shemen, Vanov Shemoshach Mehen Yayin, says Rashi Zov Mealeyen, Vich Nisan Rashi Mitchiloson, Ben Leokle Ben Lemashkin, the Rimonim Kori Yayin, Mishabislu Kiwa, we'll get to that later. Again, Hayotzmem Osir, Tutim Shemoshach Mehen Mayim, Rimonim Shemoshach Mehen Yayin, that's what Rashi is called Yayin, Vich Nisan Leokle, Vich Nisan, Leochlin, Hayotzvem Mut, Lemashkin, Hayotzvem Osir, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Chamim Omrim, Ben Leochlin, Ben Lemashkin, Hayotzvem Mutter. You see, Klor. That's the fighting about. So, Rashi, the last Rashi. Chamim Omrim, Hotanokh, Rabbi Nachan, Dishim, the Mistabra. What do you mean this? It's fairish. Flama, Behedi, the Betutin of Rimonim, Pligi, Mishim, the Eagle, the Mehma, Pligi, Betutin of Rimonim, Vuadin, the Sharperis. Maybe they're. The fight is not only by Tutim Rimon, it's even by parents like watermelon, which I never squeezed. Lodiach HaKomo, Rabbi Yehuda Nakalu. Rabbi Yehuda's Megal, even by apples, which are often squeezed. Imishim Breisel, the Kamon, the Shamina Mino, the Modem Chachom, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishar Paris. La Behed, the Shamina, the Dika, the Mem, Rabbi Yehuda, Yikir, the Parchil, we'll get to that later on. Atkan is part of the Sukkot. Any questions before we go on? This push-up shot, two lines of the Mishnah, a few lines of the Gemara. Now we turn Rabbi Osai to Kuf Mem Dalid Omur Aleph. Says the Gemara. Last three lines. Ashkechon Rabbi Yehuda, the mode of the Rabbanon. We just saw that. Rabbanon, the mode of Yehuda, Bishar Peres, mean Olam. How do you know that? Where do you know it? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. And now we come to the next Brysa, Rabbi Osai. A very important Brysa. We'll go see it slow. The Tanya. Sochtin, don't have an article here, I'm not sure what these things mean. You want to look it up in English? What do these things mean? Pagoin uve prishin uve uzridin. It's French here. I don't know French. You want to look it up? What does it say? Give a look. Must have English words for all these things. He says that prunish is, Rashi says prunes. Prunes, plums. Rabbi say, today in Florida, prune juice is the number one seller. It helps your stomach.
Yeah,
and Uzrad is for Jardin, is for thorns. Well, hold on. So, Pagon is plums, right? What's Prishin? What's it say?
I don't know, check a Prishin.
Chavushim. What's Chavushim? It's a Hebrew word, I should know what it means exactly. I don't want to guess.
Quince.
I'm afraid I don't know what quince are either.
I know quince.
You know quince? Oh, that's yeah. Oh, good. So we have somebody who knows what quince. I know what prunes are.
Yeah, I don't know Hashanah.
Okay, so you have prune juice, and then we have quince juice. And what's uzridin?
Uzridin are hawthorns.
Would you say one more time?
Hawthorns? Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is either.
It's a type of apple.
It says like a small pear.
It's a small apple, a thorn apple.
They call it he calls it like a gossip time on the side.
Thorn apple.
Okay, whatever, maybe. Thorn apple, thorn pear, pick it, take a choice. In any event, this you may do. Why may you do it? Not just, Rabbo says it's important to pay attention. Not just that after it's done, or went out by itself, that the juice is okay. You're allowed to squeeze it in the first place. What a chiddush. Because no one else ever does it. But ladaita. Avalo berimonim. But you may not squeeze rimonim. It's a rashi do chayim achi. It's a normal thing, not the majority. It's a mukhai, it's a mir amatsui. Vishal beis menashe bar menacham ayosochn v'rimonim. Rashi, hoi regilim nischa v'rimonim b'chol alma yikad esachet lu. Yiduch b'shabbos osu rabosai. Very nice. Everyone so far? So there are three levels. Yichazer, three levels. Zeis and manov in the majority are used for their liquids. Chayav d'oraisa, tutim v'rimonim, the majority are for eating, the minority for drinking, but it's a sizable minority. Mir amatzui, also the rabbonim. And what again? Plums, quince, and thorn apples, where almost nobody uses it to make juice. It's mutter for you to make juice out of it. Butler daito, amazing. Three levels. Frank the Gemara, umimai the rabbonini. We'll try to find the Rabbanan who agree. Who says this Rabbanan? Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'tevi nami Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, my dear Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda Yotza Me'atman. That's what the Al-Mishnah said on Kuf Mem Gimel Beis. Sochtum l'chatchila mi Shabbos lo. Elamai Yislach l'meimar. Kev d'lavene schita ninu afilu l'chatchila. And therefore, afilu tem Rabbanan. In other words, if you talk about the Chathchila, we don't find a distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. That's what seems to be saying over here, Rabosai. Zokt, Rashi. Elamaislach lemeima, the Rabbi Yehuda came with Labanei Schita v'chule. V'chi heich the Rabbi Yehuda shori the Chathchila me'ay taima. V'hashta filu tem Rabbanon v'shori me'ay taima. Because it's an abnormal thing to squeeze it. Adka. Rabbi Osei, we're going to go straight to the Gemara, just pay attention. And with, again, those who are not here, you have to give them a heads up. They should go through the sugya before tomorrow's shiur. Shel beis menashe bar menachem ayosochten berimonim. As we saw earlier, Om Rav Nachman, halacha k'shel beis menashe bar menachem. Om le Rav Nachman, menashe bar menachem tano? He's a tano? What? Rashi, menashe tano? Bit me up. V'chi iu polig l'meima de b'shabas osur de tema hilchus l'kavosei for lahus kurela l'divrei hatana l'raya de haitana hu sover kavosei sover kavosei v'chi tema halacha. What does that mean? Rashi v'chi tema hodiyom halacha k'shel beis menashe achikoma halacha k'haitana de osur b'rimonin Hol the koy min nashe kavasei to socht and rimon and bechol. Amo b'nei schita ninu. That's the pshat. Umisim to sovak him and nashe and menachem halach kalach kamoso. Frek the Gemara. Menashe and Menachem have a ruba de alma. Rashi, the mishum iyul lechudei nashri derekimona leschita. One house, one family does it. So everyone is a bottle of daita. What's going on over here? Answer says in. Yes. What do you mean in? Yes, it's ruba de alma, one family. The Tanakh, bring a Mishnah. Hamakayim kotsim bekerem. This thing called Kalaya Kerem, but it has to be not thorns. Thorns are meaningless. It has to be something which is actually real vegetation which you hold on to, which you use. Rabbi Leza Mekide Shachom Amen Mekadesh. Eladava Shekamo Mekaimin. You don't grow thorns. Or Mechanina my time to Rabbi Leza. Yes, yes, yes. Shekane be Arabia Mekaimin Kote Sosig Malayan. In Arabia, they grow thorns to give to their camels. What do you see? We don't live in Arabia. We're not Lawrence of Arabia here. We don't live in Saudi Arabia. We live in New York. We live in the holy city of Yerushalayim. Why should we be impacted upon by Arabia? But apparently we are. So too, there's some family called Menashe and Menachem. We're talking about the same thing. Rashi. The kash that's full of Mishim Klein is real. He. Says, come on, please. Please. Need the area. Arabia, Rabosai, Asra. What do you mean Asra? What does it mean Asra? Who Rashi, who Chashivus? The Rabim have a Chashivusa. How many people live in Arabia? Wow, millions of people live there. So some millions of people live there. It's a davar chashuv. Hocha, here's the friend I asked you about Thursday. Here's in Shas Bali Mefurish. But lo daita wait till kol adam. I have to search in Bar Ilan. Put in these five words. But lo daita wait till kol adam. And see how many times it comes up. Here it is in Shabbat Kufa of the Alamed Beis. Let me know by tomorrow if you, what your search yields. Okay? Chiddush Gadol. Rashi. Hocho. Gachad Gavra Lechudei. Who? Name of Batla Daito. So therefore, back to square one. Who cares about Beis Menashe and Menachem? It's only one person, one family. You need a whole city, a state, a country. Elva back to square one. What's the problem over here with Menashe and Menachem? Hai natam akad Rav Chista. Yom Rav Chista. Watch this now. Look carefully. Look carefully. Akad Rav Chista. What did he say? Turodin shesachotan unisonon b'mikvah. I both say, I'm sorry. What is turodin? What is turodin? What is it? Anyone know what turodin is? Huh? Spinach? Okay, spinach. Your mother make you eat spinach, like Popeye? And spinach? Right. See, I have spinach, squeeze it out, put it in the mikvah. Pulseness on mikvah b'shini mara. The mikvah's not going to be green, it's going to be puzzle. Frank the Gemara, v'hola v'nei schita ninu. And therefore shouldn't count. And the ma'isach l'meimah, kevadach shevinu. Havalu mashke, passes the mikvah. Hachinami came in achshavinu, havalu mashke. A new word, Rabosai. Forget about Menashe ben Menachem. You yourself, you squeeze it, you are being mashed of it, you don't say bat ladaita. What a chiddush nifl. What's the obvious kasha? How can Pradin and Pagian, Prishin, and Uzra, Demi Mutter. There too we should say, he's Machshavit. What? Who has his kasha? Guess you didn't get the Machlovas early enough. Who has his kasha? Rashi has his kasha. Rashi has the kasha. Rashi has the kasha. Let's read the Rashi's. Elhain the time of Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, and Sochtin, Rav Chisda, Afal pidali al malocha shiv kema the achshiv iu havla di day mashke. I before the brisa pagoid preaching and uzrudin, it's mutter to schid. How can that be? Says Helig Rashi, v'hochim mefarash of nachal the brisa liel socht in the pagoid be preaching. You know what? Lemate kapri v'lo letzorech hamashke pile ployim. Not the poshet pshat. You're only squeezing these three fruits, not because you intend to get the juice out to drink it. You want to sweeten the remainder of the fruit. And that's going to be mutter in these cases. And what about Rimonim? The contrast will yield an inevitable conclusion. When it comes to Rimonim, it's prohibited even to squeeze it in order to be mamatic the pre. There's a contrast between Tutti Rimon on the one hand and these on the other hand. So Rashi takes the bait. Rashi is preferish. Abalob Rimonim v'afilu lematkon. Can't do that. Can't do it. Why can't you do it? Hold the Shabbos Menashe. Are you soaked in b'kol tzorach mashke? Because b'Shabbos also afilu lematik. Hold the ikah chad the avil l'shem mashke. For lomish in the Menashe ruba di alma. And the chashina and isharis the lematik, also the mever the shemashke, the came in the iu mechashiv lei, having mashke mechayiv. I'll be pegoyin lekel the mechash. Why they know them also the mashke? No one's right. Man's going to do it. They have nothing to worry about. Ad kan shitas Rashi, pilei plur Rashi. What? Rabosai, this is what Rashi says. Before we go any further. Let's see Tosfos. Mi dami aravia asrei. Says Tosfos, have a matzah lemifrach. Ho nichol Rabbi Lezer. Who says what? Mekayim kotz and bekerim Rabbi Lezer mekidesh. Because you follow a country. So therefore we say that Arabia is a country. El Rabbonon ma'ikol lemeimar. Ainam Makadesh. So if Ainam Makadesh, we don't follow the country. We follow the majority of the world. How's Beis Menashe going to help? Says Tosfos, you're right. Elopoli is a better kasha. Da'afil Rabbi Lezer lo nicha. Even according to Rabbi Lezer, it should be no good. Why? Arabia Asra, maybe Beis Menashe is not a whole country. Umasha kosha me anche hutzel pirashdi shom. Okay, I guess we have to look there. Sadi Bezim and Bez, look in Tosfos. Please look inside. Top Tosfos, Sadi Bezim and Bez. What did it say? The top line. V'yim timtzalom are anshe hutzal. Osen kain, they carry on their heads. But lo daiton eitzel kol odom. The same expression again. An tzadi beiz amid beiz. What's the line before? Hamotzi masi al rosh ha-potter. Says Rashi, anshe hutzal. Hayu nosin kanemayim v'yayin al roshayim. They carry these on their heads. Don't they have a certain in Eretz Yisrael with it? Is it the Arabs who it, or somebody who the? They carry, am I correct? You never saw?
Many countries,
they carry on their heads? Well, and those were the only people who lived in Hutzah. Hutzah. So, Gemara Sakash, Anchi Hutzah, Ruba the Alma, on the bottom of Tzadi Bezim and Aleph. Well, it says, Echad Ibn Hutzah, Shehotzi, Rob Masah, Al Rosh HaBashavah, Sishchayim, Shekain, Bnei Yir, Olsen, Kain. The Tibotel, Daiton, Eitzel, Kol, that was all the Gemara and Tzadi, Beis, and Menal, leading up to the Tosfos. Motzi, Masal, Rosh, Potter, Ay, Anche, Hutzal, Potter, Daiton. Says Tosfos, wait a second. Mashma, the Al Astronami, the Potter, Daiton. Rabosai, Hutzal is a town, it's a city. It's not one family based Menashe. Chen Bresh, Bechol, Marvin. Prochu bubble habi ruba di alma, batani. V'chein basa rochi parsoi ruba di alma.
V'kosh, it's against our Gemara, cook from Dalman Beis. Kabbish Lebeis Menashe, V'sir Sochtin V'rimonim. Kabbish Menashe, V'ruba Di'al V'mashani, in the Tanah, Mekayim, Kosin, V'kerim, V'shikim, V'aravya, Mekayim, Kosin, V'kerim, and Porot, V'idami, Aravya, Asru, Hakabal, Da'atzik, Al-Alam. Well, here it's an Asru, and still, Al-Daito, Rebbeinu Shalom, a steer between that Tzadi Beis, that cook from Dalman. V'yei Shalom, interesting answer, what do they give? Hosom choshuv minig aravya lechol. Why is that such an important minig that goes on in the Arab countries? You know why? Watch this, what he says. Look what he says. To lechol olam nami im hoyalem rov gemalim. In Arab countries, they had many camels and they had to graze thorns to feed their camels. But let's say I would have camels and thorns here in New York City. I do the same thing. Got to feed the camels. I'll do exactly the same thing. If hypothetical, to the chol olam nami im hoyalem rov gemal and mekami. If I had camels, I have to raise thorns here too. I will base menashe the chad gavra, but lo daito. Alpha gav the chol olam im hoyalem rimonim arbe yisochdin. Unbelievable! Everyone would want to make pomegranate juice. Delicious, is it not? They sell them in the stores now. Yeah? Okay. Tutim, strawberries, berry juice. They sell in the store, right? The health store, yeah. So, if I would have it, I would do it, but I'm only one family. If I'm a whole country, and I would do it, if I had those circumstances, it's not about the diet. If it's one man, one family, even if I would have done it in such circumstances, everyone do it. It's still about the diet, though. This is what Tyson says. They're important. Tyson will come to it later on. Let's get to this. Okay, Rabosai? Ad kan. So far. Again, one more Tyson. Hachinami came in Achshavei Havelo Mashke. Tchila saka daitach to sochtin bepagoyin hainu schit amamish. The Pasha Pshet words works. Abel hashti yef shaloma. The Pshita the Osu the came in Achshavei Havelo Mashke. And the soul of the Katani Hainu blitzir balas. The matic a pri, could the pish be country. All of a sudden, Tosha Rashi said, not the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Viter Abo Sai of Papa Omar. Mishum David Dover Shein Osim in Menem Mikvah the Chathila. The Chol Dover Shein Osim in Mikvah the Chathila. Posil me as a Mikvah Bashini Mare. What did he answer? So Rashi, Rav Papa Omar, last five narrow lines. Tama de Tartra den lav mishum chashivusa de achshavinu, as Rav Chista said. No, uli olam lav mashkin. It's not a mashkin. Only grapes and olives are mashkin. Not this. B'hod de mifsel mishum to kol dover shein osin mimenu mikva shein omay moshelag alborod post lesad mikva b'shinu mar. And they bring a riot to prove it. I'm also any questions so far in the circuit? Let's go to the Pashup Shah. Okay? Now we have another two pieces of the sugar, and then we'll hopefully finish it today. Do the Rishonim and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Rabosai, the Gemara is over here towards the bottom. Om Rav Yonah Mashmur, last six lines. So Chet Odom Eshkol Shal Anovim Matoch HaKedera. Avolol l'toch ha-ka'oro. What's this all about? Rashi, l'toch ha-kedeiro, last six lines in Rashi. Shel tavshil l'takno, demuchach ha-milsot lav l'mashka bo'elei, elo l'ochel, ve'ein zed derech prikoso, rabbi kemafrid ochel mi'ochel. I'm slicing an apple in half? What's the nature of the yeast of mefarag mishim told to the dash? You take a salad, you make it into a halachic liquid. Here, no. Halachically, it never loses the state of an ochel. Abbas, if you ask the physicist, he divides the world into what? Solids, liquids, and gas? Some of that? So it'll change from solids, liquids, according to the physicist. But according to the halachist, isha halacha, it never changed. It was a food. It remains a food. It remains a food. Why? Mashka abolato ochel kiyoch. Wow. Halachic term. Omer Rav Chista b'divrei Rabbeinu Nilmad Cholev Odom Eiz Atzocha Kedev Lo Atzocha Kara
Rashi. This is a very important Rashi. The zimnim de la mashke koi. What's Rashi saying that for? Sometimes they're used for drinks. Afal gav de bekaora lo shasi inish lo muchacha milsa vika isim. It's unclear what Rashi meant. We'll come back to it a little bit later. Alma mi de kama soche de tocha kdera kasava. What do you see over here at both sides? You see that what? Mashka bola ochel is ka'ochel. Says the Halakha Gemara. Listen carefully now. Masiv Romi Bar Chama, coming from a different area of Halacha, Rabosai, to a Mishnah in Taras. Zov Shecholev Esa Eiz Hacholav Tomei. Zov is Tomei. He milks a goat. So the milk is Tomei. Rashi Hacholav Tomei. Shazov Metamei Kol Dover B'masa Vahare Hisid Akiluach. Makes no difference. Frek the Halakha Gemara. The Amid Mashka Boli Ochlin Ochalu. B'mayis Kasher. Dr. Rashi. The Amid Ochalu. In Ochal Mekabel Tuma. Shlo Behechshe. V'hai B'mayis Kasher. The milk is going right into a pot full of food. It's considered an Ochel, not a Mashka. How did it become Mukshul Mekabel Tuma? What are the big seven? Remember we have learned Ele Metzias? You memorize it when you're in fifth grade? What are they? Yad Shachat Dam. That's what they told me in fifth grade. What's Yad Shachat Dam? There's seven official beverages. What are they? Yayin, Dvash,
Shemen,
Cholov, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. We don't use Dam. Don't just read it. Alila's Dam. That's for sure. Those are the seven officially recognized drinks, okay? For Hakshul Kabbal Tum. Over here, Abosai, it is Cholov, all right, one of the big seven, but it's not being poured into a cup, being poured into a pot full of food. It's not considered to have a status of a mashke. How can it be Hakshul Kabbal Tum? It's called an ochel. That's the Gemara's kash. Answer the Gemara, Kid'om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, elsewhere it's increases. B'tipa ha-meluchlechas al-pnei adad, or al-pi adad, I should say. Rashi. K'dom Rabbi Yochanan b'mesechas kris, k'abisha should not have done cholot midodeho. B'tipa ha-meluchlechas al-pi adad, tipa rishona melachlechas al-pi adad. That's the way they nurse. Lidas v'nochole cholev. V'hi avi mashke k'stam cholav, why? The lowly ochel boile, he has no intention of having that. Well, he has, if he's milking the goat, of it going into the pot, it's going to remain there and by the udder. So therefore, we say, that's going to be makshe the kabel tumah. That's what we're talking about. But it's boleto ochel, it's ki ochel, rabosai. So far, so good. Taitzvis. Cholev odom eiz nir olam ein atam dahayinu davka biyotif techazia behem olachila v'kom uchol yifris, like slicing a piece of meat in half. Aval b'shabes lo chazia l'shchita, and therefore kemo dash chashiv olay. We'll see soon. Shabehem ahikip soles uchshacholev havikinot al ochim etop soles, calls that dash. Kosa Bahag, Yontafari, Paschita Zaysim Anovim, the Charlie El Doch Akadero, Hanna Philip Bishabis came to Eshkol Chazal Achila. If it's edibles, because you can eat the grapes, so therefore, when you squeeze the grapes out, we understand very well, everything's edible. But the A's on Shabbos is inedible. So therefore, you're taking Psalas out of Ochel. Rabosai, Ochel from Psalas. What a week! When we spent 2 weeks in the sugya and more, what was the name of the malacha that we called when we would take all from solas in certain cases? What do we call it? No, what? Borei. What kind of dash? Look on the side. Rabbi Ossi, how many people here have the O's of Ahad Gemara? Raise your hand. Who has it? Most people here don't have it today. An Agamara, I'm not sure if you have it in your Gemara. An Agamara is a comment over here. It's a comment. That is an O's Kuf. Ayin Marsha V'chasam Sofer. Uveshabbos shel mi kaz tzarach lomar kimo borer chashiva. Borer? Well, let's look at Marsha. He gave us a tip. Everyone has a Marsha that everyone does have. Even if you don't have O's V'hoda, you have. Everyone has a Marsha. Take a look at Marsha. See what he says. Kuf mem dal mem beis. Hu megumgam. Says the Marsha. First Marsha, Kuf mem dal mem beis. Why? The mitchilas the ran there and they were told of the dashavi. Chol b'shabbos came no chazir the shechita, and they say in Perikla Gadol the chol hamishum mefarik. Have we told of the dash? By the way, Rabbosai, I didn't put it again in the Maamar Makomos, but that Tosfos we have to come to. That Tosfos I told you when it was official in the Maamar Makomos, the very first day, the bottom Tosfos on Gimel Beis, I said let's skip it for tomorrow. Now you have to do it for tomorrow. Shia, add that to the list. That's a very important Tosfos. Okay, we'll come to it. Fine. He quotes his Tosfos over here, right? He quotes over this. This Tosfos is being quoted right over here, Mefarik. The Chol El Havi Mishim Mefarik. Have you told of the Dash? Abi Mimashi Kosu Besof Devreya. Uksha Chol El Havi Gedotel Ochem Mitol Psolus. Haino told of the Borer. Sounds like it's going to be Borer. Uva Mordechai Nami. It's a Simon Tov Lamed Zayin. Tov Lamed Zayin, at least part of it, is on the Maamar Makomos. Nine of those Zocha Davi Kedosh. Denote the local v'chule, and that's what the Ran says, Rabosai. That's what he says. The Madosa Halcha v'Shabbos called him to talk there. Can we come out of the bar or the solos? He's bothered. What kind of dosh? It really should be borer. We'll have to get to this later on. This could be different halacha l'maisa. Now, Rabosai, for our last piece of Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Kuf mem hey amud aleph, our last piece of Gemara for today. Says the Gemara, Bosai. Says the Gemara, Kuf mem hey amud aleph, kitanoi. End of the fourth line. This is the issue of tanoi. Hamachlik banovim lo huksha. Now we're discussing Hilchos Hechshel Kabbal Tumma. It's coming from a Mishnah. Maisis, it says. Okay. Watch. What does it mean? Rashi, Amachlik Banovim. Nachtom Amachlik Pnei Kikrosa Banovim Shesogar Amashkal Akika. What does he do? He takes grapes and he squeezes them and the grape juice falls on his loaves of bread. Guess it makes it fancier. I'm going to bake over here. Maybe we should put eggs on them, right? That's what we always, we make our things shine with eggs, right? Then you see his grapes. Okay, teach his own. Lo Huksha. Rabbi Yudah Omer Hukshar, Rashi, Hukshar Ha'ochel. What does that mean? V'ho'anovim Hukshar. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ma'laba Kamiflegi, Ma'asava Mashkevala Ochel Ochelu, U'ma'asava Lava Ochelu. Right? Because now the grape juice is going right into the loaf. That's a Machlokas Ha'tanoim. Those who say, it's hukshar, say it's not keochel, and those who say lo hukshar, this keochel. Moses says no. Or my papa, and tell the two gear sauce. To kule alma mashka bole ochel, lav ochel. Squeeze like a drink. The hukha be mashka bole ibut kemiflegi. Masava mashku, mashka masava, lav mashku. Rashi. Kul hava mashka bole ochel hava ochelu. Ela mashkehu. V'hayna tam de mandi amar. Lo hukshar mitchila she mitchila nischak adata de ozel ibud. She ha'or shov ove sorfo. Okay. A different one. Fine. It's a machlokas ha'tanoim. Braisa, which I'm not going to go into right now. Okay, we're discussing about Ebel. We'll come back to Ebel a little bit later on. Adkan, this part. We have a few more minutes. Let's do the last part of the sugya. Omrav Zera Maravchi Barashi Omarav. Sochet Odom Eshko Shalanov Mesoka Kadeva. Avalola Tocha Kara. Right? We just learned it before. Mashke Bola Ochel. It's Kiyochel. You can squeeze grapes into a food. Poshim Shah. Vidagla Tzira. What does that mean? Rashi. Towards the bottom. Dagla Tzira. Schidas Dagla Hotzi Tzira La Mashke Bola Ochel. What's the official word for it? What's Tzira called? There's a liquid that was in the fish. What's it called? Brine? Maybe. I feel the tochakara. Why? It's not considered to be a liquid. It's all considered to be a food. Yosef, Rav Dimi, Dio Kamalola Hoshmaita, Malia Baila Rav Dimi, Atunishme, the Rav Masnina, and Nan Lokashalachu. And Nanishme, the Shmuel, and Sending the Kashalan. The Yamashuo, Dagot Sira, I feel the tochakara. No! No! Voitmar! Kvashim shesachton. What's kvashim? Pickles. That they absorb, let's say, the vinegar. Now you squeeze it out. What's the din? Omarav, legufan, mutal, my man, potter, alasur. Rashi. Kvashim yerek chai kovash b'yayim v'chomets. Pickles, no? Legufan, lechol, akvashim sochtim, imashka, tzof aleim, vanivla, v'hen mutter, lechatchila. Let's say I don't eat pickles, but if the pickles have too much vinegar, you want to squeeze some of it out, so the pickle tastes better, and it's going into the ground. That's mutter. But what, Rabosai? Limei mayen is potter. Rashi potter. Shein zeh mefarik. Shein amashka zeh yotzi min akvoshim. Shelo godol besochon avolosu otuzesim vanavim. Amazing. Rashi zachidish nifla. You're only over on tzchita. Mefarik told him to dash. If it's an organic connection from the beginning, it grew there. After all, dasha grew there. The grain and the wheat and the chaff grew together. So too, the juice and the fruit grew together. Why is it not chayv? It's the opinion of Rav. Ushlokos, ben the gufa and the man mutter. Rashi shlokos, I feel the man not mashkenu. Elochel, you take a cooked food. The water just got cooked in it. It's garnished. Ushmul amar, echad kvashim vechad shlokos, the gufa and mutter. Lemeimei and Potter Avalosor Rashi Voshlokos Dumi de Daglet Siranu Velo Shari Le de Shmuel Lichat Chila. No. So what? Who said it? If it's Shmuel, it's very schwer. Who's not matter of Chachila? Oh, Malay Elokim, Einai Rov Elozar, Mipume the Rav Yirmi Ashmili, Rav Yirmi Rav Zer, Rav Zer Mi Rav Chia, Ashi Rav Chia Ashmi Rav. Whoa, not a place for. Okay, fine. The last piece of the Gemara, Gufa, Kvashim Shesachdan. That clock is right. No, let's stop here. Then tomorrow, tell the Chevra to pick up from over here. Gufa, Kvashim. Shesachton. We're just on the Gemara, just till the bottom of the daf. Let's see the Rishonim, as you see it, in the Rif and the Ran and the other Rishonim, the Shad Mishmai. Okay? This never would